Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on March 18th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Looking for a summer job? Maybe something outdoors? Something that helps the community? Why not become a City of Gillette Summer Parks Seasonal Employee? Seasonal Parks employees start at $14 an hour, and returning seasonals can earn up to $16 an hour. This is a temporary, full-time position lasting no longer than 6 months, and you must be 18 years of age and have a valid driver's license. Check the link in the description to apply to be a seasonal, or to see other employment opportunities with the City of Gillette. And here's what's on the March 18th City Council agenda. Council will consider a bid award for the base bid for the Traffic Safety Storage Shed. Base bid, here, means bid without the optional alternates, I guess. So the base bid for this project was to include a 30 by 40 foot storage structure with concrete floor, overhead door, man door, I assume man door just means regular door for people, electrical outlets, and lighting. When the project was put out to bid, they also requested an alternate bid, which was to include 2 police department K9 kennels with associated necessary heat, IT capabilities for security cameras and keycard door access, interior framing, 2 more man doors, fencing, and it says other appurtenances to house K9s. I had to go look that one up. An appurtenance is an accessory or other item associated with a particular activity or style of living. And I can only assume it came up on somebody's word-a-day calendar or something. I don't know, maybe talking like that is normal when doing bids. Anyway, the alternates would have put the total over the budgeted amount, so the staff recommendation for this one is to only approve the base bid. There are 4 projects supported by the optional 1% sales tax on the agenda this time. One is a professional services agreement for construction management for the 640 Highway 1416 sewer reconstruction project. And another is professional services for engineering associated with the 2025 pavement management paver update. Paver is the software program the city uses to survey the road conditions in the city and determine which areas have deteriorated the most and most need repaired or replaced. There's also a professional services agreement for inspection services for the 2025 Gurley Overpass annual inspection. They haven't determined yet when the inspection will take place, but it's usually sometime in the spring, and then the repairs take place later in the summer. Then, the last optional 1% supported project on the agenda for this meeting is the bid award for the Desert Hills Circle Street Maintenance Project. Apparently, Desert Hills Circle, east of Gurley and a little north of Lakeview Elementary, is only 5 inches of asphalt with nothing but compacted dirt underneath. And since there's quite a bit of traffic with the apartment complex and everything right there, it's deteriorated significantly. This project will completely replace the roadway, adding 6 inches of compacted base material under the new 5 inches of asphalt, and also replacing several water main fittings and adding new storm drainage components. There's one item from the City Planning Commission, a resolution before the council to approve and authorize the minor subdivision of the re-subdivision of the Energy Capital Sports Complex. Essentially, most of what's there right now is Tract E, which is 225.11 acres, and they want to take that and create Tract J, 140.937 acres, K, 33.081 acres, L, 8.756 acres, M, 30.778 acres, and N, 11.47 acres, leaving Tract E as either 0.088 acres or a rounding error. This is for grant and leasing purposes, and each tract will have access to city utilities. This passed unanimously at planning back in August of 2024. The City Council will consider a memorandum of understanding with the county regarding the city pool. While the city maintains and owns the city pool, the county provides the lifeguards, and they arrange that through memorandums of understanding like this. You know what that means, though. City pool reopening this summer. The pool is scheduled to be finished this season. The council will also make 2 appointments to citizen advisory boards for partial terms, one for the Public Works and Utilities Advisory Committee, and one for the Boys and Girls Club Board. Then, there will be a public hearing and consideration of a new restaurant liquor license for Sherpa Indian Grill. That's a brief look at the March 18th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.